Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are chatting to media man and Iron Man, Mac Moledi. Mac, it's so great having you on the show.
Jere, jylle praat sever Afrikaans.
Verstaan, let me think you're Mikey Joe, because I've got to give some background. Joe and Mac have known each other basically half their lives, right, Joe?
Yeah, look, Mac and I met a long time ago. I think it was when you were still at Y and while I was still at 5 back in those days. And actually, I want to say how proud I am of Mac, because the one day he took me to a rugby game. I don't know if you remember this. We went to go play touch rugby in Randburg somewhere.
Yes, right.
And then I remember you played and you took a gap and you actually scored a try. After that, we didn't see you in the game because he'd gone to go rest by the stands after scoring the try.
And now
he's an Iron Man.
Iron Man. Exactly. Tian sent us a message. If you hear the Carte Blanche music on a Sunday, you know the weekend is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great show, and it does so much good, and it has done for so many years. But that association, I always love. It's like, yep, back to work now.
It is. You know, the if you want to get your car serviced, right? Let me just sit on the left-hand side. Take your car for service, and I promise you, even if you leave 5,000 rand there, nothing will go missing. It's so iconic and so much a part of our history in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, you think back to it, when we did 30 years of Carte Blanche, I think 2 years after I'd arrived, and I saw the Berlin Wall coming down, and Derek and Ruda were there. You know what I mean? So we go so far back in terms of, you know, the TRC, listening, remembering, Desmond Tutu and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Carte Blanche was there. You see so many iconic things that have happened around the world in this country, and Carte Blanche was there. It's probably one of the longest running investigative journalism programs in Africa. And it's absolutely incredible. But it's an institution. For me, when I got that call to say they're looking for a presenter, I think this is just after Bongani had left.
Yeah.
It changed the trajectory of my life.
Mm.
It humbled me as a human being, but it also taught me how to be responsible, not only as an investigative journalist or as a presenter, but also as a person in terms of how I interact with people and how people engage and interact with me. It was a game changer for my life.
So on a Sunday night when that music plays and people think their weekends are over, when Mac's done, like, your weekend, I guess, begins. But for you as a presenter and as someone in the media, how scared are people when you're actually just walking in the mall? Like, you're not there to go and expose anybody. You're just there buying your groceries. People are like, hey, it's Mac from Carte Blanche. Be on your best behavior.
It is. It's always like that, right? I walk into a building or I come into a dealership and everybody just scatters. They're wondering what they did wrong. And I'm like, no, guys, I'm actually just shopping around for a car. And, you know, I walk into a Pick and Pay or something like that, and the manager will come. Is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I just came here to buy bread. You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, I think when we were even preparing for this whole Iron Man thing, a friend of mine said I'd bust a wheel. And he said, listen, come to my office. I've got two wheels for you. Come and get them. When I got into that building, everybody just disappeared. And I was like, at reception, I'm all alone. And I'm like, Serge, listen, but I'm coming to get tie, but there's no one. Like, I know, the receptionist lady came and said, oh, no, here's the ties. Take them. I took the ties and
it's a hiding. That's how we think Max here for an interview. Meanwhile, Roseanne is under the microscope.
Exactly. Like, where's the rest of the crew?
People are like, where's the crew? Where's the microphone? They're like, they give me that like skiff looking. What's okay? What's okay?
So listen, what kind of stories of in the past 5 years that you've been on Carte Blanche, what stories have really stood out for you or felt like they've changed you, not only as a presenter, but as a South African?
Sure, there's been a few, but you know, there's a story that we all saw. It went viral. It was of that child that was in a bus and that was getting beaten by a teacher and thrown off the bus. And they were actually it's one of those kids that a special needs child.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that video. A lot of us saw it and we got really, really angry. I think probably about 3 or 4 years ago, it happened in Soweto. That child was thrown off the bus, special needs child, and left in the middle of nowhere. The the bus went on, and eventually they found the child. So we went to go do the story to investigate what had happened. And you know what really broke me was that that child obviously has got all of these, I don't want to say, you know, almost like mental deficiencies, you know, for lack of a better word, you know,
yeah.
mental challenges, you know. And when I went to their house, they live in a back room in a shack with absolutely nothing. Mom doesn't have a job. She can't keep a job because the child is always sick, etc., etc., etc. And what broke me with that story was the fact that, you know, it's one thing to have all of these challenges, and it's another that even going home is not respite for you. You know what I mean? There's still all of these challenges, and
yeah.
you know. And I went outside and I just cried. There's another story that we did where, you know, an old lady. I think this was in Secunda, an old lady that also lives, and there's sewage, you know, that goes right past her house each and every single day. You know, there's so much dignity and respect that we give to our grandmothers as Africans, as black people, as South Africans. Mm. You know, your oma is your oma. You don't want anything with your oma. You know, you yeah. want her to live as long as possible because she makes the best biscuits and, you know, she makes the best khimmer. You know, you know what I mean?
As oma,
is that just my oma? You know what I mean? It's a mix with my oma. You know, and for her to be able to, for her to wake up every morning to the stench of sewage and condoms and tampons going past her home, you're like, why are we doing this? Why have we failed our people to this, you know, to this level? You know what I mean? So each and every story has a story behind it. And you must remember, guys, that we interact with, it's one thing when you're a news reporter, you do the story, it's a 2-minute insert and it goes. It's another thing when you sit there and have to do an hour-long interview, hear those cries, see those tears, and listen and feel that pain. It stays with you forever.
That's what I wanted to ask next, is because you are an investigative journalist. You are a person reporting on these kind of things. And there's always this assumption that, you know, oh, the media, you report things, you got to be impartial and so on. I think the expectation from everyone who watches Carte Blanche is that you're also an activist. You're also, is there an expectation on you that, oh, Carte Blanche is here, now there will be change? It must be quite heavy.
It is very heavy. You know, and the unfortunate thing about it is that we can only expose the stories. We can't make the arrest. We can't, you know, hit that gavel in a courtroom to say that they're guilty. You know what I mean? It is so, so depressing at times that we almost hand the stories over to our criminal justice system, and more often than not, it fails us. There's very few stories where we get to find and see it to the end, where someone is arrested, someone is put behind bars.
Yeah.
But we can never stop doing what we're doing. You know, if our reporters, if our investigators, if our journalists do not pick up that mantle and do that, we would not have had the Zondo Commission. We would have not known the rot that was happening in our municipalities and in our country had it not been for journalists and unions that have, you know, almost like the third state. If we do not speak up, if we do not take that responsibility, our country is really going to go to the dogs. So it is a responsibility that it comes with.
So you're saying we need a Carte Blanche CSI and a Carte Blanche Judge Judy to follow up after.
Right.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.